What would you do for love? That's the question Atlanta native Frank Dupree asked in 1921, before stealing a diamond ring and killing a man, all for his beloved. He won her heart, but their last moment together was in the elevator on his way up to the gallows after a dramatic saga of crime, escape, and capture that lasted nearly a year. Now immortalized in music, history, and legend, Frank's story has captivated hearers since the day it happened a century ago. Join us next time on Crime Capsule as we speak to author Tom Hughes, author of the definitive book on the Peachtree Bandit and his epic crime of passion. Find us on all your favorite platforms or on evergreenpodcasts.com.
Hi, this is Amy and Vanessa from She Goes By Jane, where we shine light on the stories of missing and unidentified women. On November 7th, we're sharing Nahida's story for the first time in a podcast. And this is a story that I thought I knew, but after reading police reports, became more complicated than I thought. When investigators are called to Nahida Khatib's house, everything looks fine. Her purse is on the kitchen table, her cup of coffee is on the counter, and her two-year-old niece is in her playpen. The only thing amiss? Nahida is missing.
Every week, we feature a poem written in honor of the person we're talking about. This week, we're joined by one of our favorite actresses. You might know her from Sister Act or King of the Hill or The Descendants. But if you're like us, you'll know her from Hocus Pocus. She's the much-beloved Kathy Najimy. Join us November 7th to hear Nahida's story.